Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
The text that we are going to use this morning for our message is Mark chapter 8. I have a message that will apply to you particularly this morning. This applies to me. It applies to each one of us individually, and I believe you'll see immediately why I say that. In Mark chapter 8, verse 27 says, "And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but others say Elias or Elijah, and others one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Who do you say that I am?" Now, it does not matter what other people say. Many people say many different things. When it comes down to it, when it comes down to the salvation of an individual soul, every individual soul must individually stand before God. And at that exact moment in time, it will not matter what any other person has to say. It will not matter what any other person believes. This is going to be between you and God. This is between me and God directly. Some people, when asked that question, "Whom do you say?" Some people will answer, "Well, my mother always told me." That doesn't matter. Some people will say, "Well, my grandparents always said." That doesn't matter. And listen to this one. Some people will say, "Well, my preacher says." That does not matter. That does not matter. In that great day, the question will be asked to each one of us individually, "What think ye? Whom do you say that he is?" Ultimately, all that matters is what has God said in his own word, and what is our response to that. What does God have to say about it? And what is our response to that? Here's the question. The question of the day. Whom do you say that he is? Who do you say that he is? This message is for one person at a time. Whom do you say? What think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? Verse 27, it says, "And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Whom do men say that I am?" That's how he started his question. "Whom do men say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others one of the prophets." Some thought that our Lord was John the Baptist reincarnated. John the Baptist come back from the dead. And the reason they believe that is because our Lord was very bold in his preaching, just like John. Some thought he was Elijah or one of the prophets because of the miracles that he did. And in their mind, that was a huge compliment. In their own mind, they were giving the Lord a great compliment. And if somebody said that about another man, if somebody said, "Now that man right there is John the Baptist, that's the modern day Elijah," that would be a huge compliment. But that is not a compliment to the Lord of glory. Not at all. It is an indescribable disgrace to compare His glory to a man, any man. It does not matter who the man is, how great we see the man to be. It may have been a compliment in their eyes. They may have meant it to be a compliment, but it's a crime worthy of death. That's the truth. It is a crime worthy of death to bring God's glory down to the level of a man. And that's something that happens every day in churches everywhere. Men and women are bringing God's glory down to the level of a man. They're bringing God down to their own level, lessening Him. And it's an abomination. It is an absolute abomination. May God keep us. I pray He might keep you and keep me both from lessening Him, bringing Him down, lowering Him in our own eyes. If you have your Bible there, turn with me to Romans chapter 1. In Romans 1, verse 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." They have a copy of the Bible, but they don't see the truth of it. They hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Just look at this amazing world. The amazing galaxies. The men and women are without excuse. We're all without excuse. The glory of God, the majesty of God, the highness of God. And it says in verse 21 that they're without excuse because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Everything in their imagination started turning to them. Vain. All about me. And it says, they were not thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise. And that's what men do. They love to profess themselves to be wise. They believe that they understand this God, this almighty, eternal God. And they believe that they can manipulate God. All they have to do is will it, and God will do what they want Him to do. And it says in verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beast and creeping things. This man, Jesus Christ, is not just a man. He is not just a man. Over in Matthew chapter 12, Matthew 12, our Lord is speaking here, and He said in verse 41, "The men of Nineveh shall rise in the judgment with this generation." In the judgment, every soul is going to rise and stand on this earth again. And He said, "The men of Nineveh shall rise in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah." God sent Jonah to Nineveh. And they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And He said, "Behold, a greater than Jonah is here." speaking of himself. He went on to say in verse 42, "The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here." Solomon, God made him to be the wisest mortal man on earth. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, a greater than Solomon is here. Those who said he was John the Baptist or Elijah or one of the prophets, they gave him the highest honor that you could give to a man. But here is the important thing to understand. They missed it. They missed it. And this is a fearful thing. I do not want to miss it. I do not want to miss Christ, and I don't want you to miss Christ. These men, they were complimenting Jesus, the one they knew to be Jesus. They were complimenting Him. They were trying to honor Him in the best way they knew how. But they missed it. They missed it. And to miss Christ, if a man or a woman misses Christ, he or she will miss salvation. To miss Christ is to miss salvation. Now, if you have your Bible, hold your place here in Matthew and look back at the text. Mark chapter 8, it says in verse 27, "And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Peter answereth and saith unto him, Thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ." Now we know that Peter gave the right answer because of what our Lord said in Matthew's account. If you look back at Matthew, this time, chapter 16, this is the same account, Matthew 16, verse 13. "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Blessed are you, he said. Blessed are you. He said, Peter, you've had the truth revealed to you. You've had the absolute truth revealed to you, and flesh and blood didn't reveal it. That's of God. He said, God, my Father, has shown you something. God has taught you something about who this man Jesus, that people call Jesus, who this man Jesus really is. He's the Christ. He's the Christ. Now, let's see what that means, okay? This is so important. And let's see what that means. In Matthew chapter 1, the word Christ, the definition of the word Christ is the Messiah. The definition is the Anointed One. The definition is Emmanuel. That's what Christ means. Emmanuel. All right, now Matthew 1, verse 21, it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Christ. They shall call his name Christ. which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, a child is going to be born. A son is going to be given. A man is going to come forth. Yes, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. That's his name. The Everlasting Father. Think about that. Think about that. A little baby is going to come forth, and God Almighty said, this is what I want you to call his name. The Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Well, now, wait a minute. Is he a man? 100%. 100%. Man sinned against God. So man had to die. In order for God to be just and right and holy, man had to die. Man sinned. So God became a man. God made himself to be a man. Well, now, is he really a man? 100%. The Eternal One. Think about this. The Eternal One. No beginning. No end. The Eternal One was born. The Complete One. God needs nothing. The Complete One grew. The All-Knowing learned. Amazing, isn't it? The Prince of Peace, absolute peace, labored, suffered, grieved. The one who will not slumber slept. The one who needs nothing hungered and thirsted. The sinless one. The sinless one was made to be sin. Life himself. Life, the source of all life, died. He accomplished the salvation of his people the only way that it was possible to accomplish it. God became a man. Somebody will say, well, wait a minute then, is he God? You just said he was 100% man. Is he God? 100%. Not 50-50. He's not 50% man and 50% God. He is 100% man and 100% God. He is the only God. There is no other. The one who came. There is no other. The whole time he was a child, he never stopped being the man. The whole time he was a servant, he never stopped being the king. Never. The whole time that he was on trial, he never stopped being the judge. The whole time he laid in that grave, he never left the seat of his throne. Never. Somebody will say this. This will be the response for someone. They'll say, I don't believe that. I hear what you're saying, and I don't believe you. He can't be both. He can't be 100% man and 100% God. He can't be a child and God Almighty at the same moment in time. That's impossible. I don't believe you. The sad response is, well, then you've missed Christ. If I say I don't believe that, then I have missed Christ. I've missed Christ. That's what it means to say, thou art the Christ. Man believes he sees God and understands something of God, and he believes he sees Jesus and he understands something of this man Jesus. But where men and women go wrong is they've missed the Christ. They've missed the Christ. And there's no salvation for a soul that misses Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Lord means, the definition of the word Lord means, supreme in authority. Supreme in authority. It means the controller. It means the sovereign. It means the ruler. It means God. That's what Lord means. God. Jesus means Savior. It's the name of His humanity. Lord is the name of His deity. Savior is the name of His humanity. It means He is the one who has the right to redeem, because He's a man. Christ means He is the absolute union of both. He is where God and man meet. That's what it means to say He is the Christ. How can a sinner be just with God? I mean a real sinner. How can a sinner be just with God? Only in Christ. Only in Christ. How can a sinner find favor with God? Only in Christ. Only in the God-man, the perfect man, the sinless one. I could never die for your sins. I have my own sins to deal with. But He is the only one, the only sinless one, who was able to take the sin of another upon Himself and deal with their sins and wipe their slate clean. And back in our text, He's going to tell us how He did it. Back in Mark chapter 8, verse 27, He asked them, "Whom do men say that I am?" And then in verse 29, He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter answered and said unto Him, "Thou art the Christ." And He charged them that they should tell no man of Him. And He began to teach them that the Son of Man, the true man, must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. He told them as God's Redeemer what He was going to accomplish for fallen man. He plainly told them. He said, God has chosen some out of this sinful race. He's chosen some to have mercy on. He's going to have mercy on some. And this is how He's going to do it. The perfect man is going to give his life a ransom for many. And verse 32 says, He spake that saying openly, and Peter took Him and began to rebuke Him. He didn't want Him to die on that cross. But when He turned about and looked on His disciples, He rebuked Peter, saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." He said, this is of God. A man is doing this, but God is doing this. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. The adversary did everything he could do to try and stop Christ's redemption of His people. But here's the good news of the gospel. He could not be stopped. He could not be stopped. Christ accomplished fully, completely the salvation of His people. As a man, He laid down His own life. And as God, He raised Himself from the dead. He was the judge that required the sacrifice in order for man to be saved. He was the judge that said a sacrifice must be made. He was the priest that offered the sacrifice. And He was the sacrifice Himself. That's what it means to say, thou art the Christ. That's what it means. It means He is all. He is all. Start to finish, Christ is all. I need a sacrifice. Christ is all. I need a high priest. Christ is all. Christ is all. Now let me ask you this question. This is a very important question. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Seeing what God has said about this man, Jesus, do you believe in your hearts that He is the Christ? He is the Christ, God manifest in the flesh. If you do, then I want you to see 1 John chapter 5. Look with me at 1 John 5 verse 1. It says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. God did. God did. Verse 20 says, "And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." That's a wonderful verse, isn't it? Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the true God. And Jesus Christ is eternal life. Now, we know what many people say. People say all kinds of things. People come up with all kinds of things in regard to the Word of God, what He has to say about Jesus the Christ. But here's the question. What do we say? What do we say? Whom do we say that He is? Oh, may God give us a heart to truly say, "Thou art the Christ. We believe, Lord, Thou art the Christ, God manifest in the flesh." Till next week, may God bless His Word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.